Howdy, howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast 427. Not your dad's Z6, the Z6-3. Wow, been a great week. I hope you had just a marvelous week as I did last week. You've probably seen it on social, heard the stories. It's true. We had a giant Nikon Ambassador Summit. We had all the folks from Canada and Mexico and the U.S., 55 ambassadors all in one room. Wow. It was over the top, amazing, inspirational, motivational, educational, inspirational. It was amazing. I had some amazing classes. I learned so much, just as much from the class as talking with all the other ambassadors and what they do. And I tell you, I was blown away how, even though we have the same tools, we go about using them slightly different. We come up with beautiful results and we tell our stories. My brain was just pow, unbelievable. In fact, here's the honest truth. I came back and I had been laughing so much that I had lost my voice when I first got back home. It was, my sides were aching. It was amazing. So I hope you had the same kind of week, and this week will be just as full of cheer as everything else as you move forward. So last week, I did use the Adobe Podcast Beta Enhanced Speech Version 2 correctly. Didn't hear from anybody where they heard a difference. I heard, a slight difference. I know I saw on the graph bar chart doohickey, things were cleaned up a little bit. But boy, if you did hear a difference, I sure like to hear from you. I'll keep using it, of course, but it just, I was a little amazed. Well, it is what? Today is, two weeks from Christmas? Well, if you're looking for ideas, either for things to give or things to be given, remember my good friends at Bedfords, bedfords.com. Those folks, they've got it all. They've got extra inventory. They got some really quite amazing deals going on for the season between sales from Nikon and others and product and dealing with, you know, that business thing of getting the shelves empty before the new tax year. Hey, Bedfords, they got the advice, they got the folks, they've got a whole lot of amazing, great prices, and don't forget, some of you do, which always is amazing me, that after you check out, you mention my name, you're going to see 5% back, so it's a great deal, and just something that is I'm happy to pass it along, take advantage of it, it's there for you folks, that's Bedfords, bedfords.com. Thank you, folks, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Well, getting into, before I go, I'm looking at my notes. Some people asked about last week's length of the podcast, and I got mixed reviews for long and short. So the answer to the question generically, yes, I'm typically shooting for 15 minutes because that's what the web, and of course, I believe everything on the web, they say it's kind of the desired time is, 15 minutes. So, yes, last week was a little bit long. Some of them are long, but my apologies for those who didn't like the length. And thank you for those who said you wished more were longer. So, before I go any further, not your dad's Z6. Started off with the Z6, had the Z6-2, still have Z6-2 in the locker. Got the Z6-3. And the natural assumption that at least I had was it was, quote unquote, an upgraded Z6-2. And because of that, which was really a stupid, ignorant way to think about it, I didn't really do a deep dive into the features of the Z6-3. Now, I shot with it. I know what it can do for my usual workflow. And I had confidence that I could do what I need to with it. But here's the thing, and I am guilty of it. I get complacent, and I don't give some tools the true shakedown, the true time that they deserve to see if, hey, there's something different. The Z6-3, guys, it's not a Z6-2 upgrade. It's different. If you just look at the bodies, you'll see the Z6-3 is bigger, weighs a little bit more. And why is that? Well, they packed a lot more into it. Now, I'm not about to go into all the things about the Z6-3. Just one aspect. And one aspect really, really is this giant umbrella for a lot of things that we should and must be doing as wildlife photographers. And they're brought out by one feature in the Z6-3, the pre-release. Now, if you don't know what the pre-release is, when you set it to its maximums, and by the way, I will have all new settings posted for the Z6-3, because yeah, I've gone deep dive into Z6-3. When you use that pre-release, what's going to happen is, first of all, when it's selected, and I'm using strictly 30. I'm going to the 30. What it's going to do is, and I set it to 3 seconds prior, so when you depress the shutter release and halfway down and you've activate the camera, so it's active, first thing you'll see is this little box and it says PRE. And when it's up and going and when you've depressed it, you'll see a little green dot. That's telling you the Z6-3 is actually shooting. Now, it's writing nothing to the card at that point. It's not until you actually fully depress that shutter release is it going to start taking pictures. But what it's going to do is going to go to the point where you say shoot now. It's going to go back to those images that it recorded prior to your depress based on your settings, and you're going to have those photographs. Now, if you're like me, you probably said, oh, Ojibwe, that's pretty cool. And then when you realize it only shoots JPEGs, you might say, oh, well, it's only shooting JPEGs. And in fact, that's only shooting, quote, unquote, normal, okay, JPEGs. Not even shooting fine JPEGs. And if you were like me, you might say, yeah, I got to have that RAW, right? Well, ignorant me. I should have not done a usual and just not really think it through. That's an issue with myself with some things. It's kind of like judging a book by its title. Shouldn't do that. Really shouldn't do that. By the way, have you read Fireweather yet? You should read Fireweather. Anyway, so pre-release on the Z6-3. Couple things you need to understand right off the bat. One, it's going to force you to be a better wildlife photographer. Two, it's going to force you to be a better photographer in general. And three, it's going to give you more time behind the camera. Yeah, it's one feature in the Z6-3 is going to do all that. How? All right. So we had a whole lot of breakout sessions at the summit. And there was a lot of information passed along. I would literally go back to my room at night. Okay. The clock had gone past midnight by the time I got back to the room. There was so much merriment going on that it was a while. But I get back and I took my Z6-3 with me because I travel with the Z6-3 and the Z2628. And I'm going through my notes. Boy, notes. And I was instantly going back to the Z6-3 and looking at what would apply to my photography and what wouldn't. What my fellow ambassadors were doing that was successful and seeing if that would apply. And I got to the pre-focus. And the whole idea that it was recording to a JPEG for a moment kind of stopped me. And then I'm looking at this and I'm like, you know, I've been trying to get those shots. It's a real time sink. Maybe this will, for lack of better terms, produce more results while I'm in the hide. So I put the settings in, got back home. First thing is I went out in the hide. It was a lovely 22 degrees, that heated chair is so nice. I'm in there and I'm thinking about this. I've got the settings in there. So I'm doing pre-release. So I am capturing JPEGs not raw. So right off the bat, if you think about that for a second, shooting JPEGs, the file is processed. There's no wiggle room. You have to get it right in the camera. That's important. If you're a cropper, as in you have to get big-ass files and then crop them down to get the picture you want, this isn't for you. Simply put, not for you, okay? So you have to have the things. You have to have your settings right off the bat. So you have to go to picture control. Oh, yeah, by the way, this whole thing that's going around the web lately, that picture control is only for JPEGs, that's bullpucky, guys. 100% bullpucky. I've talked about that many times. That instruction set is essential for the raw file. But anyway, so you have to have your picture control correct. You have your exposure correct. You have everything has, there is no redo in post. There is no fixing in post. It's a JPEG. Very important concept. Next thing. That's essential. I was in the hide for 90 minutes. When I got done, I had taken 4,900 images. I was like, whoa, that was a heck of a session. Well, here's the second attribute, the Z6 III, that I think is so amazing that I'm really kicking myself. I did not give the camera its due when it came out. So the basic concept for pre-release is that you're going to get images that right when that moment happens that you were not fast enough on the button to get that moment. Case in point, simply when a bird is about to land on a perch or a bird is about to take off from a perch. Now to make that happen, you have to have pre-release. Okay, that's part of it. But then what about that old sharpness thing, right? Got to have it in focus. Another one of breakout sessions was about autofocus modes. And the brilliant Paul was there explaining it. And I was listening to his logic and thinking through this pre-release thing. And keep in mind, if you go to the blog post, of course, you can see the pictures I'm talking about of just before they launch in the actual picture. Because if you focus on the bird using like 3D or auto area and the bird is dead center in the frame and then they launch, you're trying to get that, photograph them launching off that, they're going to launch right out of the frame. Boink. I mean, there's no room for them. They're gone. So then you're going to have a boatload of JPEGs of just an empty perch or, and that's not what I think we want to photograph, right? Is an empty perch. So you have to have room for the subject to move the frame. The autofocus has to be able to deal with where the bird is and where the bird's going to be and where it's going in order to track correctly. So I'm using the wide C2 and I have a big bar, 3x11, I think it is, or 5x13. Sorry, I forget. I have to check my settings on the PDF, folks. And so I've got this big bar going across the top. Well, eye detection is still going on. You can see the detection in that rectangle. Go grab the bird, but you could put the bird way off on the right side of the frame, way off on the left side of the frame, almost cutting them out of the frame. So that shot itself is kind of compositionally, arranging of elements, blows, right? But when they launch, they're going to launch into where you have the big C2 wide sensor and dynamic and working with color, boom, it's going to nail it. Now, it's going to only nail it if what? You've got a fast shutter speed. And here's the beauty of this whole Z6 III scenario. When it comes to shooting at a high ISO, so I was shooting at 3200. I know. Did you feel the earth tremble? Shook a little bit. When you shoot at that high ISO, the noise of the 24 megapixel Z6 III sensor is almost non-existent. I'm not sure where all that stuff is on the web about that. I'm finding that the JPEG through the camera, so the camera's doing everything, right? So I'm upload those images. They're all done. They're ready to go. They're out of camera, out of here, because they're JPEGs. The noise is non-existent. So at 3200 ISO, you have a shutter speed. In this case, for me, I was around 1600, 2000 of a second shutter speed. I've got that fast shutter speed. I've got that fast autofocus. I've got that pre-release. And right off the bat, boom, I'm getting images. Now, the last attribute is the fact that you have to start understanding your subject. Heard me say that before, haven't you? Why do you have to understand the subject? Well, if you put them in the right side of the frame, physically on the right side, then they fly off to the right, you're not going to see them, right? Or vice versa. You have to look at that bird or whatever the subject happens to be and understand what, or at least interpret to the best of your ability, what you think it's going to do. Fly up, fly down, fly, you know, where's it going to go? How is it coming to end of the frame? And then position your camera in that way so you can get the shot. You have to know their biology better. Is that something you've heard me say a few times before? I mean, it's seriously, one camera, the Z6 III, one feature, right? The pre-release has all these attributes that will force you to be a better photographer, wildlife photographer, just using that one. I could go into, I probably will later on, other things like video. Oh, the video, right? This camera can do such an amazing job with dark, low light noise. And I was hearing from my fellow ambassadors who shoot weddings, seeing the results they were shooting with the Z6 III with the autofocus detecting. Cliff was adamant talking about he just shot a wedding. It was in very low light situations. And you know Cliff work, you know he likes that moody light. And the AF eye detection was going through the veil and through and actually locking on the eye in the low light scenario. I mean, it's amazing what it can do. There's more to explore. Now, I'm not trying to sell you that camera. That's not the point here. The point is to get back on track. We humans really sometimes just, if we I don't know what it is, but we don't give things their due and thoroughly inspect and test to see if something that's new really is something that's going to work for us as photographers. And I am the perfect example of that. Like I mentioned with the Z6 III, I didn't give it the proper or just evaluation like I have other products. And I'm kicking myself because it's been in my hands. And the picture I probably missed because of this, it's unexcusable. But that's, I'm here to tell you, I learned from that lesson. I'm encouraging you to do the same. Because Z6 III is definitely not your dad's Z6. You folks have a marvelous week. Get out there and make lots of cheer and merriment. Have a great time. Say hello to your fellow man. Give him a little seasonal cheer that we should do all year. And remember to make every click your story.